You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Tuesday, the 6th of January, 2025, a day where the Australian share market fell, the S&P ASX 200 down 0.5% to 8,682. That's despite a record finish on the Dow Jones Index in the US overnight. Here, though, on the index, 9 of its 11 sectors were lower, the worst performing utilities and consumer staples, the best the materials sector, and of the best performing stock on the 200, we had BlueScope Steel up by 20%. It comes off the back of a potential takeover, a combined bid of around about $13 billion from SGH and a US company there. We'll tell you more about that in a few moments. Drone Shield up by 18%. And lithium producer Liontown Resources also doing quite well. Shares up almost 15% today. Worst performers include Super Retail Group off by 4%, Lovisa Holdings off by 4.5%, and Silex Systems crashing more than 33% today. That's after it lost a major US contract. To tell us more about the day's market action, including the latest thinking out of Venezuela, I spoke with Chris Breike, the CEO of StockSpot. Chris, let's start in the US. The Dow Jones Index, they're hitting a record overnight. That's despite the development in Venezuela, ExxonMobil, Chevron doing quite well. Can you run us through what's behind the market's thinking here and what are the potential implications of the US action?
Sure. Well, I think it showed that US markets really weren't perturbed about the news. And if anything, it was seen as potentially a positive for markets on the basis that it might give the US better energy security. And obviously, one of the key policies Trump wants to push through the Federal Reserve is lower interest rates, and lower oil prices would be a great input to help them keep inflation low and interest rates lower. So it was seen as potentially a positive for the US market and particularly value stocks, which is why the Dow Jones did very well last night. And you saw other markets in the Asian session yesterday, like the Japanese market, actually have fantastic openings to the year. So really, markets weren't concerned at all. And although oil initially was higher, it then went lower in the day and then higher. So I think investors are a bit confused about what it means for oil over the short term.
Okay, what about the Australian share market though? Today we haven't followed suit. Why?
That's right. I mean, our market since those really hot inflation numbers at the end of last year has really been weighed down by banks and consumer stocks. I think investors are concerned about the impact of potentially now higher interest rates in 2026 for our own economy. And obviously, that's the opposite of what's happening in the US, where they're still signaling for lower interest rates. So what we've seen over the last month or so in Australia is a bit of a divergence between resource companies like BHP, which have been on fire and are up about 10% since December, versus the banks and consumer discretionary stocks like CBA and JB Hi-Fi, which have really been under pressure. And that's really why our market didn't run away yesterday like other markets in Asia.
Okay, so speaking of BHP, the corporate story of the day is a company that spun out of BHP such a long time ago, and that's of BlueScope Steel, a $13 billion combined takeover for Australia's largest steelmaker. It's being made by Kerry Stokes' SGH and NASDAQ-listed Steel Dynamics, so it's a combined takeover. Run us through the significance of this bid and what's the likelihood of it going through?
Sure. Well, as you explained, it's a pretty big bid and it might end up being one of the biggest takeover battles this year in Australia. So it's come pretty early in the year. What's interesting is that BlueScope's already turned down a few takeover offers in the past on the basis that there was too much regulatory risk and execution risk and they didn't think they were offering fair value for shareholders. What's interesting about this bid, as you mentioned, is it's a combined bid between an Australian company and a US company. The idea is that SGH would actually buy the business, keep the Australian assets, which includes like the Port Kembla steel mill, and then sell the US assets, which are very valuable and very in high demand assets over there, like their steel mill in Ohio, to Steel Dynamics in the US. Steel Dynamics might pay something like 60 to 80% of the overall value. So the overall $13 billion might be covered mainly by the US entity, with the Aussie entity only paying a small proportion. But I think where this satisfies potentially the regulatory side is both the US government and our government are quite focused on that security of steel assets and keeping them locally. Certainly one of Trump's policies has been that America first, you know, bringing steel manufacturing back to the US. So there we're keen to own those assets locally, but also our government won't want to give up our steel production assets to overseas buyers if it can avoid it. So I think the regulatory side will be ticked potentially. Really what it will come down to is whether they can get shareholders across the line. And there's a few bigger shareholders like I think AustralianSuper and L1, which may be blocking stakes, and they'll really have to convince that that value they've offered is enough to sell for.
Okay, and let's get your crystal ball out. Look into the year ahead. It's a new year, 2026. What do you see as the key investment themes for the year?
Look, I think interest rate policy is going to be key. As we've seen, our market's really been heavy for the last few sessions on the basis of interest rates potentially rising, whereas in other countries where they're falling, their markets have been doing better. So interest rates, as always, are going to be a key driver. But I think outside of that, AI and technology, big theme last year, and how it really seeps into the rest of the economy and other businesses will be a continuing story, not just for this year, but the next decade ahead. Obviously, the valuations of some of those AI stocks were questioned, particularly at the end of last year, and we may see a continual flow of money out of some of those high-value tech stocks into other sectors. And what we've seen recently is other countries. So the Korean share market was up 76% last year, and markets like that one in Japan might continue to do well on the basis of their, the benefits they're receiving from the US tariff policy. The other big story last year was obviously gold, which was up over 50%. Now it's up now over 200% in a few years, so it's had a phenomenal rally. We have it on all of our portfolios, but we've recently downweighted it on the basis that it's gone a long way, and it's probably gone beyond where it should on the short term. We think it's a very valuable asset for all portfolios in the long run, but it could be one that has a bit of a pullback this year.
That's Chris Breike there from StockSpot, and he wraps up the podcast for this Tuesday. Give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you enjoy it, click subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.